Kerry, celebrating Kerry's heritage.
Hello, I'm Michael Connolly, the Kerry County Archaeologist. Until recently, evidence for the Vikings in Kerry consisted of a silver hoard from Fenet and annalistic references to attacks on monasteries and settlements in the county. However, recent excavations here at Clohermore Cave, east of Tralee, have produced evidence for a pagan Viking burial site of national and international importance. The cave was excavated between 1999 and 2000 and produced the skeletal remains of over 50 people and 500 artefacts of iron, bronze, silver, glass, amber, bone, ivory and stone. Radiocarbon dating shows that the cave was used as a place of burial from as early as the 5th century AD up till the end of the 10th century, and most of the remains are probably those of native Irish that had not converted to Christianity. However, at least 7 people were buried in a style and with a range of artefacts that suggest that they were of Scandinavian origin. One of these burials consisted of the remains of 2 adults and 2 children resting on a rock ledge and accompanied by the head and leg bones of a horse, bones of a dog, a horse bit and iron blade fragments. This is the only definitive example of a horse burial from Ireland. However, the most interesting burial was immediately inside the cave entrance at the base of the access shaft. This burial was of a male accompanied by the poorly preserved partial remains of a female. The most striking fact about the burial was that the male skeleton had no skull, and the evidence suggests that the head had been pulled from the body when the corpse was in an advanced state of decomposition. The male burial had an unusual ringed pin on his chest, as well as a copper alloy button from his clothing. Other artifacts with the burial included a small knife, boat-shaped whetstone, spearhead, sword, possible shield and a striker light. Further into the cave, where the vast majority of the remains occurred, a circular stone setting was uncovered. This was filled with the cremated remains of cattle, sheep, pigs, dog, horse and birds, while a silver hoard and amber beads were recovered nearby. The site of the pyre on which the animals were cremated was uncovered outside the cave, as was evidence for a wooden porch-like structure which probably housed the bodies while the complex burial rite was prepared. Most of the aspects of this unusual burial rite are paralleled in the 921 AD account of a pagan Viking funeral on the River Volga in Russia, and make the Clohermore site one of the most important Viking Age finds in Ireland. Indeed, these are the first Viking burials found in Ireland since 1940. The Annals of Inishfallen tell us that in the late 9th century, a great fleet sailed from Dublin to raid the Kiri Lucra underground. Given the discoveries at Clohermore, it is not difficult to imagine a Viking fleet riding at anchor in Tralee Bay, awaiting the burial of one of their leaders in a nearby cave.
Kelura Kiri was produced by Kerry County Council in association with Radio Kerry.